Audacity.
Dominica urged to do much more than just supporting a UN resolution against Russia. More on Ukraine coming up in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. Dominica was among 141 member states of the United Nations, which voted on March 2nd in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution condemning Russia for its invasion of the neighboring state of Ukraine. Roy Sanford reports.
The resolution, among other things, called upon the Russian Federation to immediately cease its use of force against Ukraine and to refrain from any further unlawful threat or use of force against any other UN member state. It also demanded that the Russian Federation immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw all of its military forces from the territory of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders. 5 countries voted against the resolution, while 35 abstained in the emergency session. Last week, Dominica joined CARICOM member states in a declaration reprimanding Russia for its intervention in Ukraine. In a statement, the member states said, "The hostility against Ukraine go counter to the principle of respect for sovereignty, territorial integrity, non-interference in the internal affairs of another sovereign state, and the prohibition on the threat or use of force and the peaceful resolution of disputes, which are the bedrock of this community." On February 24, 2022, Russia launched a large-scale invasion of Ukraine in the biggest military operation since World War II.
Dominican activist Arthi Mate, a former government minister, has issued a statement suggesting that Rosso is in a position to do more than just supporting a UN resolution against Russia. Mate is proposing that the island recall citizenship by investment Dominica passports that were sold to wealthy Russians. Arthi Mate is among locals critical of selling Dominican passports, locals who allege that the scheme is tied to a measure of corruption.
It is vital that a country like Dominica, which over the last few years has been selling citizenship and passports to Russians who have the capacity to pay, which means not the average Russian, but the oligarchs, the persons who have benefited from the dismantling of the Soviet Union, to buy our passports and to now be parading the world as citizens of Dominica, but who are part of the cabal in Russia that has perpetuated this outrage against democracy and the people of Ukraine. What can we do? Here's what we can do. We can recall every single passport sold to a Russian. And we can, in fact, place under, if you will, indictment or control those agents who specialize in selling those passports to Russia and demand a statement to be issued globally that we are not in solidarity with this. And we are, as a small measure of our determination to signal our position, we are recalling all those passports. And ask all nations of the world not to honor our passport presented by persons engaged in and part of the CBI program selling passports to Russian citizens. This should send a signal that as small as we are prepared to and understand the threat to the world that is posed by such outrage as the invasion of Ukraine. And as small as we are prepared to lend our voices in solidarity with the people of Ukraine and the children and mothers and grandmothers who are fleeing this outrage.
According to Immigrant Invest, Dominica issued 5,814 passports to investors and their family members for fiscal year 2017 to 2020. It says the Citizen for Investment program has brought the country $1.2 billion. Immigrant Invest describes itself as a consulting firm that helps wealthy people obtain second citizenship and residence permits by investment. An online publication asks, why Dominica is popular with Russians. It contains a quote from Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot that says, quote, "We have many of your Russian nationals residing in Dominica, actually. We have a very close bond of friendship with Russia, extended many, many years. And we have welcomed many Russian nationals who are now citizens of our country." Now back to the UN resolution and Guyana's position on it. Guyana has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution rebuking Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The resolution demands that Moscow stop the fighting and withdraw its military forces. Guyana's permanent representative to the UN, Carlin Rodrigues Burkett, told the United Nations General Assembly that the situation in Ukraine represents a global threat. She told the Assembly that the aggression is a threat to the region and countries everywhere.
"The government of Guyana therefore supports the efforts of the United Nations Secretary General to bring a speedy resolution to the situation in Ukraine and cease the threat to international peace and security. In this regard, the government of Guyana fully supports the resolution before us. The government of Guyana is gravely concerned over the recent military intervention by Russia in violation of the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine, and calls for an immediate cessation of hostilities and a return to diplomacy. Guyana deplores the threat or use of force in the conduct of international relations and urges a peaceful resolution of the differences that currently exist in consonance with the rule of international law and the provisions of the United Nations Charter."
St. Lucia's Domestic Violence Bill 2021 is scheduled to be tabled in Parliament for debate on International Women's Day, the 8th of March. The Gender Relations Minister says the reforms in the proposed legislation are long overdue. The coming legislation is seen as a major step in the fight against gender-based violence, as HTS News Force reports.
"We have had a number of consultations, and finally, it is getting to the doors of Parliament."
Minister for Gender Relations, Dr. Virginia Albert Poyot, says the tabling of the bill on International Women's Day is a symbolic gesture, given that women are often the victims of domestic abuse and intimate partner violence.
"This bill is so important that the Secretary General of CARICOM has expressed interest in sitting in Parliament at the time that we are going to table this bill. And that is the level of importance that is attributed to this bill. And I think in St. Lucia, we can celebrate that we are there to represent the people. And the government of St. Lucia makes no apologies for putting the people first, putting victims of violence first, protecting our women, protecting our men, and protecting our children."
Countless St. Lucian women have not only been physically and emotionally harmed, but lost their lives due to domestic abuse and intimate partner violence. The island's legal history is stained with the dubious record of numerous unresolved cases with victims and survivors left without justice and closure. According to Poyot, this bill will provide the legal teeth to prosecute all forms of domestic abuse.
And we end on this feel-good story that Jamaicans welcomed on Tuesday, as Jamaican students who had been stuck in Ukraine successfully made their way back to JA. CVM-TV had the joyful news.
There is high anticipation as the 20 students who finally managed to escape the war-torn Ukraine are slated to land on Jamaican soil on March 2 at approximately 6:10 p.m. CVM Live is in receipt of the students' travel itinerary, which shows they departed the Krakow Airport in Poland at 6:20 a.m. and should have arrived at the Frankfurt International Airport at 8 a.m. From there, they are scheduled to depart after midday and arrive in Montego Bay Tuesday. Tuesday night. Foreign Affairs Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith says although only 20 students are heading back to Jamaica, all Jamaicans are safe.
I wanted you to know that I know some of you have been concerned and asking questions as to the well-being of the young lady who had left after everyone on her way from East Ukraine to Poland. So they're all out of Ukraine now, and we give thanks for that.
Meanwhile, the ministry is not pussyfooting around one student who intends to fly home with her cat. In a recent release, the Agriculture Ministry announced the student's cat is not permitted to enter the country since it's coming from a high-risk rabies country. Minister Johnson-Smith explains.
Jamaica is one of just a handful of countries in the world that has managed to eliminate rabies, so our tight restrictions are very important to the health of our population as well as, well, health of our animal and people populations.
However, she says arrangements have been made to ensure the cat is taken care of until it can enter the country, which is after it has spent 6 or more months in a low-risk country before being allowed in a rabies-free country such as Jamaica.
I've called and spoken with the head of the Veterinary Services Division. There happens to be a set of German veterinarians in Jamaica at this time, and linking through him and the JSPCA and the veterinary community, we've identified someone who can assist with placement of the cat at a facility in Germany where she would be able to go through the different stages necessary for her to travel to Jamaica.
Velenique Bowen, CVM Live.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, March 4th. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.